It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. New rules from the Obama administration on building new coal and gas plants in the U.S. could require plants to use carbon capturing technologies. Critics say the tech isn't there yet. Environmentalists say the industry is dragging its feet. So how close are we to actually putting less smog into the air, even when we're putting smog into the air? Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has this report.
That pollution, it's carbon dioxide. And every year, coal plants in this country send well over 1 billion tons of it into the skies. The EPA's new emissions limits could be so strict that they force future coal plants to use a technology that aims that CO2 in the opposite direction. Environmental attorney Thomas Lorenzen.
Rather than letting it go up the stack and into the air, capturing it, putting it under high pressure, and then injecting it into the ground.
In the ground, where it can't fuel global warming. Lisa Camuso-Miller at the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity says it sounds great. There's just one little problem.
At this time, it is still not a technology that is in full deployment on a commercial scale.
An emerging technology, says scientist Niraj Gupta, which is really two technologies, separating out the carbon and then storing it.
They haven't been done in enough places at enough of a large scale for everyone to have the confidence in long-term performance.
Not to mention its colossal price tag. But polluters and the EPA have starred in this movie before. It's called Forced Technology, where the government gets ahead of the marketplace. Come to think of it, says MIT's Howard Herzog, sort of like the technology that cleaned up acid rain.
And at that time, it's the same thing. Those scrubbers, they were sort of proven in some demonstrations, but they were not widely commercial. But they adopted them, and we now have the fairly standard technologies.
Thomas Lorenzen says the feds have also had luck forcing new fuel-saving technologies on the auto industry, despite initial protests. But that, he believes, was riskier than mandating carbon capture. He says there's little downside to selecting something that is truly at the edges of coal technology.
Because no one is building coal-fired plants anyway.
At least as long as natural gas stays in favor. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
It's Friday, and that means time again to play Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy contestant try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. This week's guest is Julie Klausner, host of the popular podcast How Was Your Week? Julie, ready to play?
I am ready.
70 million tweets.
Are those tweets that are themed around that boxing fight from Saturday and how Justin Bieber was there?
It's actually the number of tweets that were studied to discover that anger is the most powerful emotion when it comes to spreading online. Does this surprise you?
No. I mean, I think that anger is one thing that the internet stokes. I'm not surprised at all.
Julie Klausner is the host of the podcast, How Was Your Week? Julie, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Check out the longer version on marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show. This is APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.